Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the date for the completion of the National Children's Hospital is set to be pushed out yet again beyond next month's June deadline. The National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, that's the body overseeing the project, is appearing today before the Public Accounts Committee. Its Chief Executive, David Gunning, is expected to tell politicians contractor BAM has extended the substantial completion date to September 30th. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Paul Davis. He's a lecturer at Dublin City University Business School. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Colin.
This is the 15th delay to the completion timeline.
Yeah, and probably not too surprising. I think the phrase substantially complete is becoming something that we're all getting used to hearing. I'd like to hear more behind that, though. I think that substantially complete is probably the most misleading phrase we've heard since, I think, September 2024. It doesn't actually tell us anything.
A substantially complete hospital could have a roof on it, the walls could all be plastered, but the specialist equipment that has to go in and all the electrical fittings and snag listing that has to go on is quite the process in and of itself.
It is, and if you look at that phrase substantially complete, and I think at one stage they used the phrase 97%, and then they said the rooms were not ready. I think we've just in excess of 6,100 rooms, 380 private inpatient rooms. What I'd love to hear today of the PAC, and I doubt if we'll get it, is how many are actually physically and ready now. So in other words, how many of those rooms are ready? Because at least then we would have a reassurance that, okay, we know there's 4,000 rooms, and we know now between now and September there's another 2,000 rooms to actually get complete. But if we know that there are 6,100 rooms and they're all only 97% complete, well, then we still don't know what actually has to be physically done. And the second thing then that I'd like to hear is probably what are the top 10 issues? I mean, we hear this generalization, but at some point, somebody must be able to tell us, well, look, the common issues that are across all of the rooms are A, B, C, D. At least then from a public point of view, we'd have a reassurance of what is actually happening and what's physically left to do.
All right. The September 30th deadline, I mean, what's your feeling on that? I mean, it's a matter of 3 months. Do you think that's that'll be stuck to?
I don't think so. I think we'll probably still be looking at the end of the year. I think that because we haven't got that assurance of those rooms being ready, we haven't got the assurance of what substantially complete really means. And I think even if we had it at that point, we still then have an estimate of 6 to 9 months to actually physically go and outfit and commission the hospital. And I think that's even an underestimate in terms of what has to be done. So we're probably looking more likely 12 months, which would then take us up to the end of 2026. And given that we've already been told by the medical professional that they don't want to actually transfer children over during the winter period, we're probably looking at the earliest of February, maybe March 2027, before we actually start treating children directly in the hospital.
All right, so we could be back close to this time next year talking again with a retrospective review with you on this one. But in February, the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, said she expects the new children's hospital to cost close to $2.25 billion, including commissioning costs and opening in 2026. If the timeline is pushed out on this, would you expect the bill to rise?
I suspect so. And I think the commissioning costs are probably underestimated at this stage. We, with 6,100 rooms, with 380, as we said, private inpatient rooms, with all the equipment that has to be moved in. And remember, we're not buying new equipment. So we have to decommission what's in one hospital. Let's take Our Lady's Hospital, an MRI machine. And we have to take that MRI machine out of there, remove it, and then install it back down into the new hospital. So with that sort of movement, we're more likely to see complexities arise, issues arise, because that always happens during a commissioning phase. So I suspect that if we had a budget of 6 to 9 months and that runs to 12 months, we've got an increased cost. And then we've got the unreal costs of how do we actually integrate three different hospitals together. I think my estimate always was around 2.4 billion. And I think that's as far back as 5 or 6 years ago. And I'll still stand over that. I think it's still going to be there or in excess of that by the time we're finished.
All right. And that piece of work you mentioned of decanting three hospitals into the big one, it's a pretty complex piece of work as well.
It is.
And has to be done in a relatively short period of time.
Well, you have to have everything prepped, and then you actually have to physically move the children and the staff that are looking after them within a very short period of time. So everything has to be prepped before you can move the children across. So you have to have all the equipment, you have to have everything in place, and you have to be I'm even falling for it now, substantially complete. But you actually have to have everything in place before you can do that. They estimate that the movement of the children will be a very short period of time. It's like a go live for an IT system, an information system. You switch it on and you've done all the work beforehand, and then it just runs from the following day. Doesn't always happen. So that's the plan, but it's to get to that handover point. And then we've also got the settling in period. We've three different hospitals with three different ways of operating that actually now have to start functioning together. We know that we've got short staffed at this point in time. I think the estimate is about 300 to 400 staff that are missing in terms of staff numbers that are needed to operate the hospital at full capacity. And we know that there was a letter written earlier in the year from CAMHS that said there's at least 35 to 40 that people that have to be recruited for the CAMHS, the mental health, the children's mental health side of this hospital. So There's quite a lot of dependencies here on making sure that, yeah, we've got it now physically complete to getting it to operationally ready. And I think the 6 to 9 months is very ambitious. I hope they do that. But my good feeling is it will be more likely 12, probably run slightly longer. Price will increase. And as I said, it will be more likely to 2027 before we see children in there.
Now, we requested a statement from the contractor, BAM. We didn't get a statement as yet. I mean, they have completed other projects before on time and on budget. They did comment to the Irish Times. They were asked about the delay to the completion of the hospital. A spokesperson for BAM said the project is at, quote, a very advanced stage and is well through the technical commissioning process. But, I mean, looking at big capital projects like this, maybe people are thinking of the National Maternity Hospital coming up. How is this avoided again?
I think they've done a lot of work on the National Maternity Hospital, at least from what I've heard, in terms of that the pre-planning is done, there's already groundworks being completed, they've already employed my understanding is that they were employing an employer's rep, they were actually doing all the work pre-planning, it's gone to tender, they actually have a physical design ready to roll out. So, and I think the tender time frame they're talking about is 48 months for delivery. So assuming that tender is awarded in 2026, which is what we would hope it would be, we should have a full completion of that hospital by 2030. I think the ambition was for 2028, but they've a 48-month window on the tender delivery. So I think they've took a lot of lessons. I think it will be 2030. Lord, forgive me for saying it, when we sit down and actually see, have they learned these lessons from the National Children's Hospital with the National Maternity? But they seem to have taken the lessons up front. The question now is, can they deliver on those? And that's been part of the issue with the Children's Hospital. The project management of it has been very poor, and the risk element of it in terms of the public sector taking on the risk rather than the contractor taking on the risk has also been very poor.
Okay. Dr. Paul Davis, head of the Management School in the Faculty of Business in DCU, thanks for joining us. Coming up, how long does it take to save enough money to buy a house? Owen McGee has been crunching the numbers.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.